The saga of the electric car purchase continues. On Friday, even though I was dog tired, I went to the dealership for Hyundai and looked at the Ioniq, and it's a beautiful looking car. The dealer unfortunately had forgotten all about the price he was going to give me, which was going to be really good, and as if I'd got the government incentive money. So it came out at $34,000, and that was too much. Not as good a deal as the Nissan, because the Nissan includes the €1,000 for putting in a charger in the house. So with a smaller battery in there, it sort of turned me off it. If it had said $30,000, yeah, okay, I'd have bought it. Anyway, so on the weekend, I got talking to Alberto, who works at a Nissan garage dealership, and he told me that there's a guy I should talk to, and they've got Nissan Leaf cars coming in on the 31st of May, probably on the same transport that mine's supposed to arrive as well. And they've got these cars in stock, and they're going to be sort of for selling to whoever comes in and wants to buy one. They're not promised out to someone who's put in an order, which is kind of good. Which is kind of strange as well, really, because you think that any cars that they've bought or they're buying in or getting into the dealership there would actually, they should have orders in there that need to be fulfilled. maybe they've managed to get their hands on some cars beforehand and got the cars out there already. I don't know what's going on. That's a bit weird, that does. Anyway, so I'm going to get talking to this guy tomorrow. He's going to maybe tell me that, give me a good price. I mean, I've already sort of seen on a website, Carnovo, that this Romauto do have a better price than the one that I've got lined up. And what I'll do is I'll tell them to put the order in my wife's name, and that's not connected to me. I'll let it go for a couple of days until everything's confirmed and all in set in place, and then I'll cancel the other order. And then I can tell them after that to change the order into my name. And I'll have a car within the beginning of June, first week of June, which is about the same sort of time frame as the car from the other place is supposed to arrive. Supposed to arrive, I mean, they're telling me that it's due to be delivered. I mean, they probably say mean delivered to them on the 31st of May, because it's not due to leave the factory until the May the 29th. And I don't know why it is that the Nissan can't make these cars faster. I mean, why are they only making 4,500 a month when Tesla and all their problems and woes there? Supposed to be struggling, and yet they can make between 2,000 and 3,000 cars per week. So that adds up to quite a lot more than what Nissan are producing. I mean, that's just talking out of one factory, and I'm only comparing it to one factory, the factory up in Sunderland, where they're putting these cars out to 4,500 a month, which is really not good enough. Anyway, so that's my story at the moment. I'm just sort of still hanging on. I've got my countdown app going. I've got it set for the 1st of June when the car is maybe going to arrive and be available. Who knows? I don't know how long it's going to take them to get the car ready to put it onto the road. Some people say it's going to take 3 days, or they need 3 days to do the pre-check and whatever else and get it all set up. And maybe they can do it quicker. Who knows? Maybe it depends on how big their workshop sort of workforce is. So I've got it set for that, and at the moment it's telling me that I should have a car in 17 or 18 days' time. And that's quite nice, to thinking that I should be joining the EV revolution soon. I can't wait.